Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 57. Satyajit murdered and the jewel returned. After Akura had visited Hastinapur, the Pandavas were taken to a shellac house which burned down. And everyone thought that the Pandavas and their mother, Kunti, had perished. When Krishna and Balaram received the news, they both went to Hastinapur, grieving with the Pandavas, grieving with the family obligations, although they very well knew that the Pandavas were unharmed. Krishna and Balaram visited Bhishma, Kripa, Vidura, Gandhari, and Drona. While empathizing with the residents of Hastinapur and their sorrow, Krishna and Balaram cried, "Oh, how painful it is." They also met those who were not at all bereaved because of being involved in the assassination attempt. Taking advantage of the situation of Krishna Balaram's absence from Dwarka, Akura and Kritavarma hatched a conspiracy, and they approached Shatadamba and said, "You don't like Satyajit, and you never did. So why not go and take the Shamantaka jewel? Remember, Satyajit had promised you his beautiful daughter, but instead he gave her to Krishna. So why shouldn't Satyajit follow his brother's path?" In this way a conspiracy was hatched. Both Akura and Kritavarma were exalted devotees of Krishna, so why did they join in such a nefarious plot? Kritavarma had associated with Kamsa because both were members of the Bhojas dynasty, and that undesirable effect of the association was now taking effect. Akura and Kritavarma were also against Satyajit because he had spread false rumors about Krishna. As far as Akura, why he's involved in this particular conspiracy, that's explained by Vishwanath. Due to his offense of taking Krishna away from the Braja Gopis, Akura, which we'll find out, was forced to leave Dwarka and reside in Kashi, Benares, among Krishna's enemies to suffer in separation from his worshipable Lord. As many years as Baladev stayed in Mithila, visiting the king there, Akura stayed in Kashi. Hearing how Akura was giving charity to many Brahmins and doing sacrifices on a gold altar, the Dwarkavasis gossiped that Krishna, considering Akura a rival, had sent Akura into exile. Though Balaram, Rukmini, and others did not believe the rumors, to dispel this news and incredible stain on his reputation, Krishna created various calamities in Dwarka, thus inducing the citizens to call for Akura's return, which Krishna then ordered. After stating the sage's proposition that Dwarka was suffering due to the influence of time, Shukadev refutes that by saying, "Some munis, such as Vaishampayana Rishi, forgetting their previous words in praise of Krishna, began to speak. The scriptures state that if even a single sage is living in a town, then by his influence there can be no calamities there. Therefore, what calamity can possibly arise in Dwarka, the abode of Krishna, which is the shelter of all sages who are personally residing in Dwarka?" Coming under the influence of their advice, Shatadanya one night entered Satyajit's home and mercilessly killed him in his sleep. He stole the Shamantaka jewel. Satyabhama screamed and cried hysterically. Satyabhama preserved her father's body in a vat of oil, and she went to Hastinapur to meet her husband, Krishna. and she informed him of his murder, and they exclaimed, Krishna and Balaram, oh, this is a great tragedy. Although they already knew everything that had happened, they imitated human beings by lamenting, their eyes filled with false tears. Krishna and Balaram and Satyabhama returned to Dwarka. Shatadanva learned that Krishna was going to kill him, so he went to Kritavarma and begged for help. He said, and Kritavarma said, I don't want to offend Balaram and Krishna. Look what happened to Kansa. Then Shatadanva approached Akrura, the other conspirator, and begged for help. And he said, who would oppose these great powerful personalities of Godhead? Then Shatadanva left the jewel with Akrura and ran away on a horse. But his horse collapsed outside of Mithila. He was running away on foot. Krishna chased him and cut off his head with his chakra. But he couldn't find the jewel. And Balaram said, I think he left it with someone. But since I'm here, I'm going to visit King Janak. He's my very good friend. So King Janaka received Balaram, and Balaram stayed several years in Mithila. And it was at this time that Duryodhan learned the art of fighting with a club from Balaram. When Krishna returned to Dwarka, he informed Satyabhama of Shatadanva's demise, but he couldn't find the jewel. Akrura and Kritavarma, out of fear, fled and took up residence elsewhere. Akrura went to Kashi and started worshipping the Shamantaka jewel, and he became quite a celebrity with all the gold, opulence, donations. And in Akrura's absence, ill omens appeared in Dwarka, and people felt threatened due to Akrura's absence. And the elders of the Yadus in Dwarka said, actually, once there was a drought in Kashi, but when Akrura was born there as a son of Gandini and Shwapaka, then everything improved. Krishna had Akrura summoned from Kashi. When he arrived, Krishna said, I know that you have the Shamantaka jewel, but it doesn't belong to you. You should donate it to his family members, his daughter, etc. At the time, Satyabhama was pregnant, and Krishna indicated that her son should be the rightful heir to the jewel. But then Krishna said, anyway, you can keep the jewel. But please show the jewel at least once so everyone's convinced that you have it. Feeling ashamed after hearing these words, Akrura took the jewel from where he had concealed it in his clothing and gave it to Krishna. Krishna showed the Shamantaka jewel to his relatives and dispelled the false accusations and rumors against himself. Then he gave the jewel back to Akrura.